Thank you so much for the opportunity. Mine is on the pandemic prevention, preparedness and response. 90 months has gone since our preparation to end pandemics by 2030 was set. But where are we? And we are only left with 90 months to get into 2030 to end pandemics. The question is, Global South, are we ready to end pandemics by 2030? I am sure we are not ready, because what is happening on the ground, we are no longer following the health of people. We are no longer responding or chasing the viruses of HIV, TB, and other pandemics. We are busy chasing human beings, putting them in silos, KVPs, KPs, and so forth. We are chasing young people. We are chasing silolizing populations in the Global South, especially in Africa. All the money we get from PEPFAR Global Funds, we are given to say, this amount of money should go to young people. The question is, what to do what? This amount of money should go to key population to do what? Can you change a behavior change of a young person to understand the horrors of HIV and AIDS? But there are these old people who have been living with HIV and AIDS or these diseases for more than 3 decades. In the first, they were given intolerable medicines and they are deformed. Now, the space is closed. It's about young people. It's about KPs and so forth. So are we going to end pandemics in that mantra, where we are prescribed to use the money to deal with young people? Well, it's not even positive. They are not positive, but they KP. They are key population. To do what? Where are we going? So the question is, are we ready to end pandemics by 2030? And where is citizen science? As I go back to COVID-19, they were saying Africa was didn't know about vaccines. Africa were doing vaccine hesitance. But that's not it, because vaccines have been there. We battled and cleared polio. We battled and cleared measles through vaccines. But citizen science was not used when COVID was introduced. You introduced, just tell us, wash your hands, don't give. But if you have started from citizen science, what does the citizens know in this pandemic? Citizens knew about influenza in Second World War. Citizens knew about measles. Citizens knew about, but they did not, they were not given that chance to start that vaccines. We eradicated polio with the vaccines. We eradicated influenza, but it was just, COVID is a new disease. And after 9 or 10 months, there's a vaccine. Now populations were resisting. Now they are said, no, they are hesitant, they don't understand. But you told them long back that vaccines took 10 to 15 years to produce. Now we are within a year. Where is this vaccine coming from? So I am saying, as much as we are talking of wars, as much as we are talking of accountability, political mantra, all these issues, health is so important. HIV is being used now to destabilize most countries through this silolization of young people, destroying families. A young person is capacitated to not listen even to your parents, because they are a key population. I thank you. And I want to end this talk by saying, by quoting John Mbiti, J.S. Mbiti, who said, I am because we are, and since we are, therefore I am. What I'm saying here is, please listen to the issues of communities. Listen to our problems. Don't just use the epidemiology knowledge, the professor's knowledge. Listen to the grassroots. I'm coming from the grassroots. Listen to our issues so that we can move this movement to the high heights. I thank you.
Thank you very much. Listen to the grassroots.